Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on the show, and you know we like to do live acoustic sessions on the show. Today's is brought to you with support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. Just click on their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And we're joined for this acoustic session here this morning by Andy Giles. Andy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming in. Of course, you won the Emerging Artist Contest earlier this month at the C-Level Singer-Songwriter Festival, and we're going to talk to you about that. But what would you like to play for us first?
This first one's called Call of Carolina.
Excellent. Here's Andy Giles here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Out of state plate since we rode out of Charleston, riding away from a place I've barely been. My girl laying in the back with Whitman in the sunshine, and I wonder if I'll roll on back again. Wake me if we cross another border. Wake me if we're lost in Tennessee. But when I see the sunset dancing on her shoulder, well, I think that I'll just go and let her sleep. And these moments go like radios, another tune, another mile. My engine hums a call of Carolina. Every song we're singing ends in time. My daddy said once, boy, you must remember the key to living life down to the last is looking down the road in that rear mirror and knowing that you can't stay in the past. But these moments go like radios, another time, another mile. And my engine hums a call of Carolina. And every song we're singing ends in time. Yeah. Another tune, another mile. Yeah, my engine hums the call of Carolina. Every song we're singing ends in time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Andy Giles here on Hunter at Sunrise. I forgot to tell your entourage that you can applaud after during these acoustic sessions. So hopefully he'll applaud on the next one. I'm sure you liked it, right? I'm sure.
Now he's been pressured into it.
He has to do it. Maybe he can put a few whoops in there as well. Andy Giles here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, congratulations on winning the big contest. It was actually your second try, wasn't it?
It is, yeah. I applied for my first time last year.
and was a finalist, but didn't bring it home. It was really something to come back this year. I felt like I had grown a lot over the year, so it was great to have that validation.
So definitely. You think you felt a little more comfortable with it the second time around?
Yeah, I think a lot of the pressure was off, definitely, yeah. The second time. And the people were so great, too. The green room was relaxed and fun, and we were making jokes the whole time, and it was just a wonderful experience. And it was the year before as well. It's great.
What did you think of the other performers? There were quite a few good performers.
Oh, right, yeah. There. I mean, that's enough to put sweat on your brow for sure. I mean, and I went next to last, so I had to watch all these wonderful people get up there and do, you know, their songs. And I kind of just had to tell myself, you know, get up there and do your thing, and that's the most you can do.
So you actually the one artist, well, there were a couple of artists in the competition who actually have done two formats, the first format and the second format. This is a new format.
Yeah.
For the what did you think of it?
I loved it. I loved the idea of being able to play both of my songs and kind of give a little bit of range, I guess, mm-hmm. Between the two.
Yeah, it was a very good format. It mm-hmm. really worked well. So you write a lot of songs, it seems, right? But yeah. You're only 22. How many songs have you written in this short time?
I was trying to pin down a number the other day. I think I have about 20 that I feel real good about, and then I've got other ones that are less solid.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you tell me about this EP you have or putting out, Way Out Here?
Yeah, Way Out Here. We released that July 11th. I guess it would have been 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we recorded it live. It's just me and a guitar. One of the songs, Redefined, has Suzanne Stanley on it.
Okay.
Singing harmony. So... But yeah, that was a lot of my early songs. I first started writing serious songs when I was in college. Before that, I was writing comedy songs, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that EP is some of my earliest songs.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is this Coffee Lab Records? What is that? Is that yours?
No, it isn't, actually. Coffee Lab Records is run by CJ LeBeau.
Oh, I know CJ.
Yeah, and so I recorded through them, and Jackson LeBeau is also...
Right. He's been on the show, you know.
Yes.
Both of them are on.
I had to pick his brain about, you know, I was nervous coming on here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What is there to be nervous about? I mean, look at this. This is like a living room in here. There's CDs everywhere.
That's true. It makes you feel at home.
Well, what else would you like to play for us? We're talking with Andy Giles, by the way, the winner of the Emerging Artist Contest this year at the Sea Level Festival. What else would you like to play?
This next one's called Tired. I actually played it at that competition. It was one of the songs that I played. So
excellent. Here's Andy Giles here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I get numb to seeing dead kids on TV. Just how many tragedies ago? Just how many broadcasts and headlines has it been? How many days since I had hope? Can anybody tell me when a corpse became a platform and a pulpit for a politician's stand? When exactly it became okay to read a victim's name when building up that public servant's brand? 'Cause I'm tired. Just how many minutes do you wait to start the fight before you rub the talking heads on out? 'Cause after all, the channel with the loudest voices wins, but those bodies on the street don't hear you shout now. And all these moments seem to do is light the spark under the few who take the chance to for their game. So news personas, take your cue, pick
pick a side, you're red or blue, and come next month we'll do it all again. And I'm tired. I'm not here to tell you all to vote a certain way. Not here to take away your guns. And I'm not here to tell you what it is you should believe. Not here predicting what will come. But somewhere in the crossfire we forgot to process tragedies and made them into something someone wins. But there are people mourning here, others living in the fear that this is just a cycle without end. And we're tired.
Yeah. Hunter at Sunrise here with Andy Giles. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, definitely.
It's tough to take sometimes.
Yeah.
That was a very heartfelt song. So is that a really new song for you? Or
I wrote that song this past October, actually, after the shooting at the Oregon Community College. At the time, I was finishing up my college degree, mm-hmm. and so I was on I went to Radford. I was on Radford's campus, mm-hmm. and I was walking home, and I was seeing all the – basically the way I get news, you know, is you see enough people posted on Facebook, and all of a sudden
sure.
you sort of look into it. And Facebook was the worst place to be, I guess, at the time, because you had all these people who were sort of entrenching themselves on sides of an issue and not really, I guess, taking time to process. And so it was one of those things where I got home, and I wanted to just sort of forget about it, but – I had that first line, you know, when did I get tired of seeing dead kids, or when did I get numb to seeing dead kids on TV?
Yeah.
It was sort of rolling around in my head, and I had to write it down, and then the rest sort of just came after that.
Wow. Yeah, it's tough. It's just one of the many tough times in our history these days. Yeah. Now, you're living in Virginia Beach. Are you originally from Virginia Beach?
I was born in Iowa. I moved to Virginia Beach with my family when I was in fourth grade. So I like to think that I'm raised Virginia Beach, but I still have a little bit of Iowa in me, I guess.
Yeah. Do you have some relatives out there? I've been noticing some people on Facebook, and you were talking about Facebook. And
yeah, I do. My dad lives out there, and a lot of my family, yeah, actually lives out there.
Mm-hmm. They're probably listening this morning.
Yes. Yeah.
On Central Time, probably.
Yeah, a little earlier.
We're a little early. Now you're going to be performing over at the Five Points Farmers Market. You must be excited about that.
Definitely. Yeah. And
starting at noon today?
Yes. Yep.
You got a whole repertoire of songs?
Yeah, I was excited to put that list together. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing them.
So you probably play gigs around town, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this will not be the first time you've run through your songs on stage.
Well, some of those songs, yeah, it will be the first time I'm playing them on stage. Some of those originals are fresh. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun rehearsing them, and it'll be good to play them all back to back.
And you'll have someone playing with you. Why don't you introduce that guy, since he's sitting here in the studio?
I'll have Jackson LeBeau with me, and he'll be playing lead guitar. It'll be a good time. I told him to bring a top hat and glasses like Slash, but we must have left those at home.
Well, Jackson, we're going to have to get you back on the show. You guys were great when you were here. So anyway, Andy Giles here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play?
This last one's called Like Me.
Okay, here's Andy Giles here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Falls on a tabletop, another train wreck coffee shop date, where I say something like, this probably won't work, I'm addicted to working late. And I got this vision that I'm chasing down of a name in the marquee. fair to drag somebody through my pencil marks sleepless time. So now another bridge is burned, that's how I think I'm gonna earn my sound, fulfilling prophecies that there's nobody quite like me. Yeah, yeah, nobody else like me. So I take the check and I hold the door like the chivalry will ease the blow. But she blows past without a glance and won't let disappointment show now. Now there's this feeling in the back of my mind that I'm scorching ground before it grows. Not because of some dream I built, but a nightmare I'm afraid to show. So now another bridge is burned, that's how I think I'm gonna earn my sound, fulfilling prophecies that there's nobody else like me. Yeah, yeah, nobody quite like me. Oh, well, at least I'll have this song to sell. Another love gone wrong by self. Inflicted prophecy that there's nobody else like me. Yeah, nobody quite like me. Just like me. Dreaming just like me. Dreaming just like me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Andy Gales. Well, do you think you're going to be doing this for a while? You think you want to be a professional
singer,
songwriter?
Oh, man, I sure hope so, yeah.
That would be the dream?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly wish you luck with that. And again, your EP is called Way Out Here. It's on Coffee Lab Records. How can you get it?
You can get it on iTunes, all the conventional ways. It's also on Bandcamp for free. So if you like free stuff, you can go on Bandcamp.
Okay.
There's an optional donation.
Great.
You know.
And also, you're going to be playing over at the Five Points Farmers Market for their brunch today from noon to 2. We invite everybody to come on over and check out Andy's set. It'll be just perfect. And great food over there, Andy, by the way. I hope you have some room there in your stomach for some of the great food they have.
I skip breakfast, so I'm ready.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, they have great breakfast there. Anyway, Andy Gales, the winner of the Emerging Artist Contest at the Sea Level Singer-Songwriter Festival this year. Thank you, Andy, for coming in here today.
Thank you for having me.